All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to do a little tournament edition of Deal Breakers today. What do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, here's the first one. Tell me if you know this guy or if you've been around this guy. You work in a small office, and every year during the tourney, one of your coworkers becomes contrarian guy. You say I'm rooting for salt. Guess what? Contrarian guy is rooting for pepper. You say day. He says night. No matter who you root for, contrarian guy is taking the other side, laughing in your face as you innocently cheer on a team you picked.
Roberto, if you're going to talk about Tom Milliken, be a little less obvious.
Oh, you got me. You got me.
I mean, that is Gov in a heightened situation.
Let's call him the lieutenant.
Now, see, you work in an office, and they call the guy the corporal. I prefer Buffalo, see?
So this does exist, you're saying?
Oh, God, yes, it exists. No, I like debating stuff, but sometimes it just doesn't need to happen. It's like the guy who wants to argue, and you're like, yeah, Ohtani's best baseball player in the land. Oh, well, what about? No, there is no what about. Dude's modern-day Babe Ruth. Yeah. Stop being a Richard. Yes, it's an absolute deal breaker. I hate people like that. I can't stand it. I don't want to walk around and argue with you all damn day. I do it 4 hours a day as it is.
Or you just get up and move and go watch the game somewhere else and tell them, don't follow me.
Or you leave and let Rico just handle the conversation as I leave him alone.
Oh.
Yeah, David, I haven't forgotten about that. Straight got ambushed.
You left him out there taking bullets, David.
Him and Cookies, just neither one of them could say one word. Like, really, guys? Just nobody. Just, I got to take all the bullets. Okay, all right.
I see how this is going to go.
All right. They just lowered their head and just say, I don't hear anything, nothing. Okay. Go ahead, Roberto.
All right, here we go. Here's another one for you. Your son, who just graduated college, sold all of his furniture and sports memorabilia to bet on the tourney.
Why do I feel like this is your child?
He ends up quadrupling his money. As his father, how do you advise him on what to do with that money, and do you advise him that he not make any more bets with scared money?
Okay. Basically, give me congratulations. Dumbest decision you've ever made in your life. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Give me your money before you just give it all away. That's what I would say.
I like that.
I lived in a household where that money would be taken from me. My parents would be like, hope you had fun, sucker. So here's the deal. We're going to go ahead and watch that because we know you're half an idiot. And when you move out of our house, we'll give you that money back.
Yep.
It just wouldn't have been an option.
You're right. It would be taken away. But I was going to tell you, Roberto, that I think it's too late. He already bought the vinyl. You weren't a father already, so it's too late.
Wow. David chose absolute violence.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Michigan's not in the tournament.
All right, here's another one for you. Find it, sorry. Every year, you try to help your brother-in-law with his bracket.
My brother.
But he always ends up making the worst decisions. Now, here's another one. Is this a guy, too? He'll pick a team that hasn't been better than 500 in its past 10 games. He'll put too much stock in recent streaks. He'll pick a number 16 seed to beat a number one. And if a team was great last year, he automatically assumes that it's a lock this year. How do you help an idiot like this?
Rico.
You can't. I mean, at this point, you just can't. There are, I don't know how to help you.
Now, do you see guys like that? Can you see guys like that in the room you're in right now?
Yeah, everybody wants to be right. And the tournament allows you to be right 63 times. There are all different games that you can say, hey, and then you let everybody know. It's almost like fantasy football guy. Or I just hit my 18 parlay guy. You got to let everybody know, hey, I picked that upset. What about the 10 that you missed on? We don't need to talk about that.
Or isn't there like the guy that has like 20 brackets, so either way he's always picking a winner?
Well, yeah, now you've just described Stoney.
Hey, I'm pretty good at this.
Going through the office, why don't
you?
Yeah,
just like carries this. A binder of brackets around.
Yes, you're bound to win all the time. That's great.
By the way, side note, what the hell did Bruce Springsteen do to his face? You see that?
I did.
No.
What is it with these old people in the plastic surgery? What are we doing here? Just grow old gracefully. What's the problem? You're old. No one's going to hold it against you.
You know, maybe a part of the Hippocratic Oath that doctors need to say you look ridiculous. I'll do it. But you know what? You look ridiculous.
Noted.
I wonder if he uses the same beard dye as me.
All right, move along.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here we go. You fly out to Vegas with your friend for the tourney. Mm-hmm. The first night you are there, he becomes a complete liability. Oh, he's winning big money. Then he's losing big money. You have no idea where this guy stands, financially or otherwise, sobriety-wise, anyway-wise. Okay. After watching him blow through thousands of dollars on games, dinners, bar tabs, cigars, he asks you if you can float him $5,000 until you get home.
Nope.
What do you think?
Absolutely not.
What? You know what? Here's what I'll do. The best I'll do for you, I'm going to go ahead and pay for your plane ticket back. You're gone.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Rico as Ray Donovan. But Rico putting his ass back on the plane with a postage stamp.
Right. Get out.
Yep,
yeah.
You're gone.
Now, look, there is a time and a place and situationally where you will have to, in Vegas situations or Kentucky Derby or whatever, float a friend. Perhaps some of the money got left at the hotel.
Right.
Perhaps things happen. No stress. But when you start getting into A, you're a degenerate. B, you're asking for $5,000, not 500 or a thousand. You're asking for five G's. I'm kind of with Rico here. We're going to put you in one of them little poodle containers with the holes poked in it so you can breathe.
Yes.
And we're putting your ass in the cargo bay. You're right. Going home. You're right. Out of here, bro.
Because you're chasing right now.
You're insane.
You're not gambling. You're not winning. You're chasing. And Vegas is Usain Bolt. You ain't catching it.
guys, I'm wondering if he has a home to go to. You send them home. Just eat.
Would this be about you, Roberto?
Well, he's got the basement tricked out.
Yeah, right. That's all I need.
Okay, next.
All right, this one I'm going to give you is non-tournament. This is a bonus one, okay? This actually happened in the news last week with all this, you know, Powerball and lottery stuff going on, right? Your wife plays the lottery every week. A few days ago, she went into the convenience store where she purchases her tickets. The owner of the store promptly congratulated her. Your wife was not aware that she had purchased a winning ticket. Luckily, the owner has the transaction on tape. However, your wife has misplaced the $6,000 ticket. Your efforts to locate the ticket have not been successful. Do you feel bad for your wife and try to confront her in her time of loss, or go the I told you so route to get her to learn a lesson?
Time out. You're not confronting, you're consoling. They're two different words.
Oh.
Ay. Okay, so it all depends on the opponent. This really depends with who you married and what the relationship's like. Certain people, yeah, I don't know, man. In your deal, I don't think confronting would be a good idea. For others out there, direct talk might work. I think you need to be very careful here because she probably already feels terrible about what she did.
Yep.
She doesn't need you Mutombo finger wagging and dunking on her.
Yeah, I would probably say this. We're going to spend the entire weekend. We're going to tear the house apart. We're going to tear the car apart.
Yeah.
And if in the end we don't find the ticket, we're going to make a pact. We're never speaking of this ever again.
Ooh. Never bring it up again?
Never bring it.
That might be smart for your marriage.
Yeah.
That may be
you know
smart.
What? No, because at this point we've exhausted every resources and maybe the money just wasn't meant for us.
Yeah, because my problem, what I would do is I would say that's why you buy them online. You would have bought them online.
Yeah, but see, David, this is the difference. You're a jerk.
David.
So, I mean,
David,
please.
As Dikembe Mutombo.
No. David's spiking a cereal box. There's corn pops everywhere. He goes Terry Tate, linebacker, standing over his wife. These ain't your pins, Richard.
Right.
You want gas? Get your $6,000. No.
All of a sudden, she's nice to him, gives him a sandwich. Oh, you didn't lose the sandwich, did you? But you lost the lottery ticket.
Not today.
Oh, you bought a new purse.
Okay.
Oh, but you didn't lose that.
Yeah, Roberto, David is that dude.
So what we've learned today is don't be contrarian, guy. Don't be 20 bracket guy.
Right.
And don't lose your lottery ticket.
Don't be a degen. And then don't be insensitive when you know your life partner already feels terrible about what they did. Don't be David in the cereal aisle.
Yeah, don't ask me for $5,000 after you just gave away all
right.
your money.
Right. And also don't be Brad Underwood, who's losing to Morehead State right now. All right, that is Deal Breakers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.